The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Daf Lamed Bet. Today's Daf has been studied in Mishmat Mozekeni. Be Yosef ben Sarah, and Marat Zekenati Yafa, but Sarah, Yudraham ben Esther.
Shalom
ben Farha. Ruach Hashem Teniham ben Haydin. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied Refuah Shelema. Hakam Siyon ben Esther, Rahamim ben Polin, Sarah Rahama Batraham, Sarah Batraham, Moshe ben Dinahem, Rafanahem, Fatanefet, Fataguf, Fatam Kerbala Bovichen, Yerusalem, and Omar, Amen. We begin today's Daf on Named Aleph Amud Bet, and we are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. We are in the Sugya of Kibud Av Va'im, Tanur Banan, Hakam Meshane Shem Aviv. V'shem Rabbo, a hacham that's giving a shi'ur, he has to change his father's name or his rabbi's name. We'll see what that means. Turgeman, however, the interpreter of the shi'ur, eno meshaneh, lo shem aviv ve'lo shem Rabbo. He does not have to change the father's name or the rabbi's name. Abu Deman, whose father are we talking about over here? If we're talking about the father of the Meturgeman, meaning he's being quoted in the Shi'ur, Atu Turgeman, Labbar Hayubahu, what the Turgeman is allowed to say his father's name? If the father's name was Yosef, the Turgeman could say, and Rav Yosef said, he can't say his father's name, okay, if he's a Turgeman. So the Gemara says, Ela Marava Shem Aviv Shel Hacham. Veshel Rabbo Shel Hacham, which means when the Hacham or when the rabbi is talking in a shi'ur and he's quoting his father. So he cannot say his father's name. He has to preface it with a introduction. Kihad demor bar Rav Asher. When more the son of Rav Asher would give a shi'ur, Kiabad Darish Bifirka, when he would be Doresh in the shi'ur, Iu Amar Abba Mari, he would say, Abi Umuri said, he would not say Rav Asher, wouldn't call him by his name. He would say, my father and my master said, Ve Amure, and his Turgeman, his interpreter would say, Amar Hache, he would say Amar Rav Asher. Because the interpreter is allowed to say Rav Asher's name, because it's not the interpreter's father. But the Hacham that's quoting his father in the Shi'ur cannot quote his father by name. Therefore, he has to quote Avi Umuri Amar. When the interpreter comes along and wants to give over this shi'ur, he can say Amar Rav Asher. So that's the Gemara's interpretation. Look at Rashi. Hakam Mishaneh Shem Aviv. Hakam Adoresh Derasha Barabim. Good, he's going to get Derasha Barabim. Velokesh Leturgeman. And you know, he whispers to the Meturgeman to repeat over. Vehu Mashmiya, and he's Mashmiya to the Rabbim, Mishaneh Shem Aviv Veshem Rabbo. Imbal Lomar Dvar Alakha Sheamar Aviv O Rabbo. Lochesh Turgeman Kach Amar Abba Muri. Kach Amar Rabbi Umuri. And the Turgeman then says, about the Turgeman, Mashmiya le Rabbim, Eno Mishaneh. And the Mechaneh Bishmo. Call his name, Veomer, Kach Amar Peloni. Right? So Gemara Rashi says, Abu Deman. And a Turgeman Mishaneh. You tell me the Turgeman doesn't have to switch the name. Whose name doesn't the Turgeman have to switch? Inema Abu the Turgeman, which means let's say the Hakam is quoting the Turgeman's father. You tell me the Turgeman doesn't have to switch the name. Why the Turgeman's al Hayav in Kibud Av is not to quote his father's name? Hashi. Imlo Hayish to Hakam Devar Hakam Beshem Abim Shel Turgeman. Lashmi Al Rabbim Beshem Omro Lo Yishchane Lomar Kach Amar Abba Mori Ela Korei Beshmo. Atu Turgeman Labar Hayuma Lechaben Tabivu. When more Bar Rav Asher was Doresh in the Shi'ur, he would want to say to him the name of Rav Asher. Iu amar leturgeman kach amar abba umari. Right, he would say, this is what my father said. Ve'amore kishim ha-mashmal rabim v'shim omro omer kach amar av ashe. Ve'en omar kach amar abim v'adunav shil hakam. Which means the Turgeman didn't say, this is what the rabbi's father said. No, this is what Rav Asher said. Because the Turgeman's allowed to say the name. Mashiach and the son, not be kavod to say his, for him with the preface of Rav. Rav Asher. No, Abi Umuri. Okay. Comes the Gemara continues. Tarun Banan. Ezu Mora ve Ezu Kibud. Two Pesukim. One Pesuk says, Ish Imo ve Aviv Tira'u. Remember, the pasuk says kavedet avi kavet emecha. What's mora? What's kavod? Mora, that's fear. Lo omed bimkomo. You're not allowed to stand in the place where your father stands. Rashi says bimkomo miyuhad la'abiv la'amod sham besod zekenim im haverav be'etza. When he in a place in his office in the house where he stands, where he talks with his friends or his advisors, his father has a certain place where he stands. Child's not allowed to stand in that place. Velo yoshev b'mkomo, right? The father's place that he sits. It's not more. I have to fear your father. I can't sit in the seat. Velo soter devarav, okay? You cannot contradict him. Velo makri'o. Velo makri'o is a machloket. And she says, imaya abiv v'hacham acher kolkim b'davar halacha. The guy's father and somebody else are arguing on halacha. Lo yomad im devre ploni. Can't say what. It seems to me the other guys make sense. They don't like that because that's lo sote. That's that. We did that already. You can't argue on your father. Uh-huh. So they want to learn that you cannot even say it seems my father's right. Because who do you? Your father doesn't need you to come and machriya his words. And that's why Maran said you can't even go machriya his words and say it seems since my father's correct. He doesn't need you. It's not respectful that you have to be the one that's going to decide now that your father's correct. There's a whole discussion over here on contradicting the father. A lot of opinions over here. Because we find out throughout Shas many cases where the son argued with his father in halakha. So some want to say that the isur is only befanav, but shalom befanav mutar. That's the me'iri. Contradicting the father is only forbidden when you're in front of your father. But away from your father, it's okay. Some want to say that's only when you're directly contradicting. But if you say your opinion with your proofs, and by default your father's opinion is refuted, that's okay. You can't just say you're wrong. It's not. You say your opinion and automatically the other opinion falls away. Someone to say that's different. That's okay as well. And someone is saying Devrei Torah, this doesn't apply b'chlal. There's only talking about Shadavim. Devrei Torah, you want to get to the Emet. But still, it has to be b'chavod, obviously. Okay. So that's that. Kibud. Okay, how do you have kibud avaim? Ma'achil, you feed him, mashkeh, drink, malbish, dress him, chaseh, malbish, chaseh, cover him, machdis him, osi, bring him in, bring him out, transport him. Iba'ilehu, mishel mi, who's got to pay for the food? Who's got to pay for the clothes? Who's got to pay for him? Kibud, you're respecting your father, right? It doesn't cost money. So, whose bill is it? Is it on the son's bill? It was on the father's bill. Mishel mi. Rav Yehuda omar, mishel ben. The kid has to foot the bill. Rabbi Natan Barosh Aya amar, mishel av. No. The father pays. Father reimburses the kid. Oru le Rabbanan Rav Yirmiyah v'ami le lebre Rav Yirmiyah keman v'amar mishel av. He ruled that it's the father's responsibility. You know, the kid can go to the store, buy food and all that, and give the father the bill. The father has to reimburse the son. The Gemara is going to bring it out. Ayot, now back and forth, but the Ma'al said, that's the halakha. Mishel Av. One time a fellow went to the Brisker Rav, and he said he wants to go, his father's very old, and he was thinking of visiting him, but he has to take a train, and the train cost whatever it is, and he knows his father is very poor, and I'm sure he would like to be visited, but he knows the father can't reimburse him. And he learned in the Gemara that's Mishel Av. So he wants to know, you know, is he obligated to take the train anyway and foot the cost? Because, you know, he knows his father's not going to pay him back. So the Brisker Rav said, no, walk. If you're going to take a train, then walk. Walk for free. If you're worried about the couple of dollars to visit your father, he was giving him. Metive. We have a question from a Braita. Ne'emar. Kaved et abicha ve'et imecha. Right?
Yes.
You have to respect your mother and father. When the Iman, the Pasuk says, Kaved et Hashem mehonecha. You have to respect God from your wealth. Ma'al le'alan b'hasron kis, afkan b'hasron kis. So we make a gezera shava. Just like when you're respecting God, it's from your wealth. You lose money, meaning you have to pay for things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So just like the person himself pays for things, so too, when it comes to kibud av, it's got to cost you. The e amart meshil av, and if you're saying the father pays for it, mainaf kalamine. So what do you mean? What are you losing? You're not losing anything. The father's picking up the bill. So what's the hasron kis that the braita said? The bitul melacha. No, then I could tell you the father pays for it. But the hadusha that hasron kis is, you have to stop work, which means a certain hasron kis there is. When it comes to the goods themselves, the Gemara was going to saying at this point, you got to pay for the, your father pays for the goods. You could send him the bill for the food, for the drink, for the clothes. But the fact you had to take off of work to go do it, that's already hasron kis. So that's what it means, kaved et Hashem mehonecha, kaved abicha ve'emecha, that there's hasron kis. The bitul melacha, that you had to take off from time, and you could be a loss of money from that. That's indirect. That you have to pay for yourself. But the actual goods themselves, it goes from the father. So you have no problem. You could still say it's Mishel Av. Tashema, Bet Achim, you have two brothers. Shnei Shutafim, or two partners. Av Ubno, or a father and a son. Harav and Talmido, or a rabbi and a student. Podin ze la ze ma'asir sheni. They could podeh for each other ma'asir sheni, which the son can podeh the ma'asir of his father. He takes a coin and goes and he's podeh ma'aser. And as she says, second line, podeh ze veze ma'aser sheni. Im yesh la'aviv ma'aser sheni, podeh ben mishelo le'tzorech aviv. The kid takes out a coin and makes pidyon on it. Be'lo chomesh. Oh, you don't have to add a fifth. Ve'lo amnina ne'lew kigufo. Shereu ohabo, zrotav alav. Ve'lo acher ni'u le'gabe. Ve'areu kimish podeh ba'atzmo. We have a law, if you're being podeh for somebody else, you don't got to pay the fifth. Because normally when you be podeh, you have to add a fifth. So the hadush of the statement is, even when a son who loves his father and all that stuff, his father supporting that, they're still considered separate people. And therefore, when he podeh, he can podeh straight up, and he doesn't have to add a fifth. Oh. The son could give the father his ma'asir ani. If the father's poor, let's say, then the kid's got to give him ma'asir ani. So the kid could give his father his ma'asir. Ma'asir ani. So what is even there? The e amat mishel ben themsaze porei chobo mishel aniim. That if you're saying that it's the son's obligation to pay for the food of the father, you're not allowed to pay ma'asir. What an obligation, right? Which means if you have to pay, it has to come out of your money. So therefore, you can't pay something that you are obligated to pay with your ma'asir money. So you know what? The father needs $100 worth of food. Oh, you know what? I'll take my ma'asir ani and give it to him. You can't do that. You're obligated to pay it anyway. Oh, Ella must be Mishel Av. Must be the father. Coming out from the father's bill. Oh, comes from the father's bill. You could use your ma'aser to pay. That's the proof. You must know. Lo tzericha leha adafa. Really, I'll tell you, it comes kibud avaim. See, really, I'll tell you, it comes from the son. Comes from the son. The son has to pay. Well, if the son has to pay, how could he use his ma'aser? No, we're talking about over and above. Which means he has to pay, let's say, his father a certain amount, right? Certain, normal amount, whatever it is. A normal midab benoni, whatever the hachamim decide, the normal prices that you have to pay for food for your father. And then your father wants more. Oh, so for the extra, then already you can use ma'asir ani. So you have no proof. I can tell you the son has to pay for the food, but for the over and above, you can use your ma'asir. Good? Yacheh, Gemara says, if that's the case, Hainu diktani ala amar biyuda tavo meira lemi shemaachil itabiv maasir ani. Let a curse go onto a person that feeds his father from maasir ani. The ila adafa meinafkamina, which means if you're only supplementing, why is that a curse? So I understand what I mean. If you're using your maasir ani money to feed your father, okay, a curse should go on there. But if you're learning now, it's only talking about supplementing. Why should the guy be cursed? Even so, it's a zilzul. That you should have to give your father your ma'asir, ma'asir ani, and therefore it's still considered a zilzul. Okay? Good. So far we didn't bring a proof yet. We're still back and forth. We didn't really bring a conclusive proof. Who pays? Whatever proof we're bringing, what was being duchay? Tashema. Sha'alu et Rabbi Eliezer. They asked Rabbi Eliezer, al hechan kibud avayim? To what extent do you have to respect your parents? How far does it go? Amar lehem kedesh yitul anneki v'yizrekenu liyam b'fanaf. The father will take a wallet, we don't know whose wallet yet, he'll throw it in the ocean, the ino machlimo, and what? You don't embarrass him. You don't say anything. The e amat mishil av. And if you're telling me that what? That the father pays for all these things, and if you want to learn the case he's talking about where the father took his wallet, and he threw it in the ocean, and the hadusha is the kid didn't say anything. What does he care? Why would he embarrass his father? It's not his money. If you're learning the cases, to Ela must be, it's talking about where the really the kid has to pay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so when the father took the kid's wallet and threw it in the ocean, so the hadush is, and the kid keeps quiet, to that extent. So you see, it's Michelle Ben. The kid pays for these things. The kibud av is on the father, and the kid's bill. To what extent, if the father takes the son's wallet, throws it in the ocean, keep quiet. Because otherwise, if you're talking about where the father took his own wallet, why would the kid want to say anything? He goes, no, but only you're sure. No, I could say really the father's throwing his wallet, and it's a test for the kid that he doesn't embarrass his father and scream at his father because he inherits. That's less money that he inherits. Hey, Dad, what are you throwing your wallet in the water? When he dies, you're going to inherit that wallet. So therefore, it is an extent of kibudat. I could say you still have no raya. It's the father's money.
The story of Rabba Bar Avuna. What's the story? Ravuna was the father, right? The Ravuna kara shira'e be'anpe Rabba bere. Rabba went in front of his son and wanted to test his anger. So he went and he ripped his own stuff. He ripped his own shira'im, his own silk garment in front of his son to see how he's going to react. Amar, izil ihze'i ratach o lo ratach. Let's see if he gets angry or not. Now why should he get angry? So what do you care? It's his father's item. Because he's not going to be Yorish. It's another item that he loses from the Yerusha. Right. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? How can he test his son on Kaas? V'dil maratach. Maybe he's going to get angry. V'ka'aval alifnei ivel lo titim mechshol. You're not to put a stumbling block in front of somebody. Maybe he's going to get angry. Now what? He's going to talk disrespectful back to his father. Now you're causing the son to sin that he's disrespecting the father. How can he do that? The Gemara says, v'machil le'li kareh. He was mohel from the beginning, which means in his brain he said, whatever my kid does, I'm mohel. So he can't be over any isur over there like that. Gemara says, V'ha ka'avar mishum bal tashayit. Forget about the son's reaction. How did Avunah rip a perfectly good piece of silk? Bal tashayit, not to destroy something. Gemara says, Da'avar leh bepumbiyani. He did it on the seam. So he was able to sew it back after, so it's not a problem. So Gemara says, V'dilma mishum haki lo ratach. So that's why he didn't get angry, the son, because he saw, why should I get angry? My father's. So what kind of test is that? Right? So the Gemara says, "Da'aval lebshat letcheh." No, he did it when his son was angry on something else already. Therefore, he's not going to pay attention exactly when he's ripping it. He wanted to see if it's going to exacerbate the situation and get him angry more. So therefore, he ripped it. He's not paying attention. He's angry already, the kid. So therefore, he did it to test him. Why would he get angry? Yerusha. So. Silk item, eh? What are you ripping it for, Dad? It's my item. So that was the issue. So you see that you can say that. So the Gemara is not machriya in its proofs. It's not machriya, Mishel Av, Mishel Ben, but halakha l'maaseh, really the kibbutz does come from Mishel.
Continues.
Now the Gemara is going on a tangent for a second. It's going to get involved in a conversation that a son had with his father in halakha. So first we're going to get the halakha part of it. Then the Gemara is going to analyze the way he spoke to his father when he was discussing this halakha. It's going to get back to kibbutz Av. Okay, let's get the conversation first. Matni ler of Yehezkel lerami bere. Rabbi Hazkel taught his son Rami. What did he teach? Hanisrafim ben Iskalim. What happened? You have different capital punishments. One is Sirefa, one is Sekila. Okay? On death row, you had some convicts that got mixed up. Nisrafim got mixed up with Niskalim. Which sounds like there was like nine Niskalim. And the one Nisraf got mixed up in there now. So now you don't know which guy's the Nisraf, which guy's the Niskal. So how do you know which punishment to give them? Well, that's not so pashut. They all have to die, but it's different punishments. So Rabbi Shimon Omer Yaduno Biskila. Give them Sekila, all 10 Sekila. Why? Shasirifa Hamura. Okay. We have a machloket in Maseches Sanhedrin. Which punishment is worse? Rabbi Shimon holds Sirifa is worse than Sekila. So therefore you can't give them all Sirifa. Can't give them worse than they deserve. Maybe one guy doesn't deserve. So they will give them minimum Sekila, and that's the way you solve the issue. That's Chitat Rabbi Shimon. Good? Amar le Rav Yehuda bere. Now, Rav Yehezkel had another son, Rav Yehuda. Okay, this conversation was Rav Yehezkel and his son Rami, Bar Yehezkel. In the interim, Rav Yehuda, another son of Rav Yehezkel, said, Abba, lo titniya hachi. Dad, don't learn the Mishnah like that. Don't learn like that. Why? Mai idiya sirefa hamura. What did he have to come on and say? That the reason why they get sekila is because sirefa is more stringent. Tipukle deruba niskalininu. Just say simple. There was nine guys that were hayav sekila, and the nisraf got mixed up. Go after off. You don't have to come on to this business of what's more hamur or not. It's nine and one. Nine and one. The one is batil barov, and therefore what? You go after the majority. Elahaki itniya. If you want to learn your Hiddush, read it like this. Haniskalim bin Nisrafim. It's the reverse case. Which means nine Nisrafim and one Niskal. So if you're going to go after majority, they should get Sirefa. And the Hiddush of Rabbi Shimon is that still you give them Sekila, because Sekila is the lighter of the two. Again, we have a Shita of Rabbi Shimon that holds Sirefa is worse. So according to that Shita of Rabbi Shimon, now it makes sense what he gave his logic. You have nine Nisrafim, one Niskal. Oh, so you say, well, majority. No majority. Because since he holds Sirefa is worse, so you got to give them the light of punishment, which is indeed Sekila. So he corrected his father. Dad, if you want to learn what way you're learning, say it like this. Don't say it like that. Amale. So he told him back, the scale tells his son, Iyache emasefa. The end of that light. Vachamim omrim yadono besrefa. Hachamim come along and say, you know what? Give him sirefa, all sirefa. Why? Shesekila hamura. Because Hachamim hold that sekila is more hamur. Therefore, give all 10 guys sirefa. So he asked, my idea is sekila hamura. What does the rabbis have to come along and say sekila hamura? Tipukle diruba nisrafim ninu. Just learn nine of them are nisrafim. Just give it off. What do you got to come on to hamura issue? Amarle. So his son answered him back. Hatam rabbananu deka amru del Rabbi Shimon. You're right. They're answering back alibad Rabbi Shimon deka amart sirefa hamura, which means you Rabbi Shimon. You say that sirefa. So that's why you want to give them sekila. No. Sekila hamura, which means, from my standpoint anyway, I'm giving them sirefa because it's the rov. Therefore, Rov Nisrafim. You already want to say give them Sikida because you have a Shita that says Sirifa Hamura? You're wrong. Sikila Hamura, which is that what he said, Sikila Hamura, was not for his Shita. He was refuting Rabbi Shimon. Lididi, I have no problem to give Sirifa because it's 9-9-1. 9-1, you go after the majority. But Lididcha, that you said that you want to give him Sikila, because Sirifa Hamura, you're wrong. Sikila Hamura. Well, he was talking to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, now we get to the Kibud Av of the story. And so he's back and forth with his father. Dad, don't learn like this. So Amar Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinana. Shinana meaning young, sharp scholar. Lo tema de la Abu Chache. Don't tell your father that. You know, don't learn like that, Dad. You're learning wrong. You know, he told him. Don't say the brighter like that. Don't say that. The Tanya. Hare Shaya Abiv Over Al Devre Torah. The father was going against the Torah. Adi omar lo, Abba, avarta al devre Torah. You can't tell him like that. You talk to your father. Dad, you're making an avon. Ela omar lo, Abba, kak katub b'Torah. O kak katub b'Torah. Dad, this is a statement that's in the Torah. This is what it says in the Torah. So Gemara says, kak katub b'Torah. Sa'oleka mitsa'alele. Well, that's also a tsa'al. That is you show him the b'ferush pasuk in the Torah. Right. That is what it says in the Torah. It's also going to cause him, bring the chumash to me. Look. Black and white. El omelo Abba. Mikra katuv b'Torah kach. Which means, you say it in a nicer way. As she says, omelo hamikra kemo shu katuv. You don't say that kach katuv b'Torah. You just read the pasuk to him. Instead of coming down here, Dad, look, this is written. Just read the pasuk in front of him. Dad, doesn't it say it's like something like this? Isn't there a pasuk like this? In a more... Yeah, right? So therefore, he was going against what he did by telling him, don't run the brighter like that. That's too direct. Don't tell him that right. Say it in a more nicer way. Okay. Elazar bin Matya Omer, Abba Omer Ashkini Mayim. Okay, his father says, get me water. Umitzvah la'asot. But he has another mitzvah to do. Rashid says he has a levayah to go to. Or to bury somebody. Maniach ani kebod Abba ve'osit ha'mitzvah. Why? Shani v'abba chayavim b'mitzvah. Because both are obligated in the mitzvot. Me and my father are obligated in the mitzvah. Right? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. So therefore, the mitzvah trumps the kibudav. Isi ben Yehuda omer, im efshar le mitzvah li'asot al yedei achayrim, ta'aseh al yedei achayrim. If the mitzvah can be done by others, so then let others do the mitzvah, v'yelechu b'chvod aviv. You have a mitzvah to do. If Shalat Suta Ede Achinim, okay, so do it yourself. Okay, you have no choice. And then go do it after the Kibud Av. You're able to delay the Kibud Av in front of a mitzvah that's if Shalat Suta Ede Achinim. That's the Chiddush of Isi Ben Yehuda. Bar Shila, Marav Batna, Marav Chazda. Ha'av shemachal al kevodo, kevodo mahud. Okay, the father wants to forego his kevod. He has the right to be mohel. Ha'av shemachal al kevodo, en kevodo mahud. But a rav comes along and says, nah, mohel on my kevod, you cannot be mohel. Rav Yosef Amar, afilu ha'av shemachal al kevodo, kevodo mahud. No, even a rabbi can be mohel on his kevod. Shnei Amar, v'ashem olech lefnehem yomam. Says, God traveled in front of the Jewish people. That means he lowered his kavod in order to travel with Am Yisrael. He was guiding them. He became their guide. So you see, God can be mohel on his kavod. So similarly, the Rav can be mohel on his kavod. If God can be mohel on his kavod, it's not kavod for Hashem to come down and guide Klal Yisrael. Doesn't become the guide.
No, a king can't.
So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabba, Hachi Ashta. What is it? You're comparing a Rav to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Hatam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alma Dilahu Vetorah Dilahi, which everything belongs to God.
The world belongs to God. The Torah belongs to God. So it's his item that it can be mohel. However, Torah dilehi. It's not the rabbi's Torah to be mohel. Mm-hmm. Rabbi has to protect the Torah of God. He gives out mohel my kavod. It's not your kavod to be mohel. It's kavod the Torah. God, he can do whatever he wants. He owns everything. So how could you tell me? Because God can be mohel in the kavod, and a rabbi can be mohel in the kavod. Hadara marava in Torah dilehi. No. The Torah becomes the rabbi's asset. How? Dichtiv uptorato yehge yomam v'alayla. Says uptorato. Yeah, it becomes his Torah. Therefore, it can be mohel. Hini. We have contradiction on this story. Ve'arava meshke behilula debre. Rabba was at the wedding of his son, and he was pouring wine for the Talmid HaChamim. Ve'dal lekasal rapapa v'ravuna bered Rav Yehoshua. He went to the rabbis, he poured the wine for them. When they saw the rabbi pouring wine, they stood up for them. The students stood up for the rabbi. When he went to the other students, and he poured the wine for them, they sat, they didn't get up. Iqbad. Oh, so the rabbi got angry. Yeah? Rabbi got upset, he said, ואמר, הנו רבנן, רבנן, והנו רבנן, לאו רבנן. Meanwhile, you guys are rabbis, and those are not rabbis. Mm-hmm. They stood up for me. You, okay. You're rabbis, and they're not rabbis. Right. And they're also rabbis. But they stood up. Which means what? You see, he got upset that even though the rab is mohel on his kavod, his kavod lo mahul. Therefore, he was angry. He didn't stand up. He wants to go pour, he's pouring, fine. But what? They should have stood up for him. And that's why he got angry. If he was able to be more high than his kavod, what does he care? They don't stand up. Ella, what? He was upset. How come he didn't stand up? Because what must be the kavod of the Rav is not machul. The two in another story, the papa was pouring wine, giving drinks, and his son's wedding. ודלילי קסל רבי יצחק ברד רב יהודה ולא קם מקווה he went, he poured him wine, he didn't stand up ויקפד so Gemara says really I'll tell you רב שמחל על כבודו כבודו מחול and they understood if he's pouring wine for them that means he's מוחל on his כבוד that's why the rabbis didn't stand up so why do you get angry at them אפילו אחי הידור מעבד לה which means בעי You have to do something. You have to make hidur. You have to stand up a little just to show. You can't do nothing. So therefore, that was the rabbis getting upset. Hey, you're right. I'm pouring wine for you, so I'm working on my kavod. He didn't expect them to stand up. But to do nothing? No. Derech eretz, you have to make a little hidur. So therefore, gesture. Exactly. They didn't make any gestures. You know what I mean? They're rabbis. Your rabbis, they're not rabbis. I mean, they already stood up, okay? They went all the way. I'm not just going to stand up all the way, but the fachot make a gesture. Even if you want to say yes, kevodo machul, which is the halakha, nasi shemahal al kevodo and kevodo machul. Okay, nasi is a high, it's like a melech. Betive, Gemara has a story. מעשה ורבי אליעזר ורבי יהושע ורבי צדוק שהיו מסובים בבית המשנה בנו של רבן גמליאל They were at the Nasi's wedding Nasi's son's wedding רבן גמליאל was the Nasi היה רבן גמליאל עומד ומשקיע עליהם רבן גמליאל was serving them נתן הכוס לרבי אליעזר So he went, he gave the כוס לרבי אליעזר ולא נטלו He didn't accept it ותנון רבי יהושע וקבלו. רבי יהושע accepted it. אמר לו רבי אליעזר, מה זה יהושע? יהושע, what are you doing? אנו יושבים, ורבן גמליאל עומד ומשקיע עלינו. Is that respect? You letting the Nasi serve you? He didn't accept it. רבי יהושע accepted. אמר לה, he said, what do you want? מצינו גדול ממנו ששימש Which means we saw greater people than him that served. Right? If you read the parentheses, Avraham gadol memenu. Avraham is greater than Rabban Gamliel. Vishimesh Avraham gadol adoraya. Right? Vechatubo, vu omed, alehim.
and he stood over them. Oh, v'shema tomar, or shema tomru, maybe you're going to say, k'malachei asher nidmulo. Oh, because he thought they were angels. That's not so. No, nidmulo ela, lo nidmulo ela, not avim. He thought they were Arabs. V'anu lo yeh rabban gamliel berabbi omedu mashkei aleinu. Which means we're not, listen, if Avraham Avinu could serve Arabs, and no problem, his kevod is mahul, he's like a nasi, right? So therefore, what's the problem? Rabban Gamliel, if he wants to hang on his kevod, then serve us, no problem. Amar lehem Rabbi Tzadok, ad matai atem manihim kevodo shel makom, ve'atem oskim v'chevod ha'biriyot. What did you have to do? You forgot about the kevod of makom. You don't got to go to Avraham Avinu. Go even up, go higher than Avraham Avinu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashiv ruhot. God brings the wind. Umahale nesiim brings the clouds. Umurid matar brings the rain. Umasmiya adama and brings the products from the ground. Ve'orek shulchan if they call the had ve'had. Ve'anu lo yeh rabban gamliel berabbi omedu mashkei aleinu. Which means even nasi. No, is that worse than Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Hakadosh Baruch Hu also serves us. Right? He prepares the whole world in front of us. Ha'elai etmar. Haki etmar. Amar Rabashe, afilu lamad ba nasi shemahal al kevodo, kevodo ma'ud, melech, nasi melech is different. Melech shemahal al kevodo, en kevodo ma'ud. Shene emar, som tasim alecha, melech. You have to place the king over you, shete emato alecha. So the king always has to ensure that his fear is above. And therefore, he is not allowed to be, so it comes out, Av shemachal al kevodo, kevodo mahul. Rav shemachal al kevodo, kevodo mahul. Nasi shemachal al kevodo, kevodo. Melech shemachal, en kevodo mahul. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.